Welcome to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Join us in person for worship each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. For more information about Covenant, including discipleship and mission opportunities, visit us at www.covenantpresjackson.org.
She is my sister. Words spoken in fear, words spoken in unfaithfulness, deceptive words. She is my sister. The words of Abraham. Abraham, who had been chosen by God, called by God, blessed by God. Abraham, who had obeyed the word of the Lord in faith, followed the Lord in faith, step by step in faith. He left his home, he left all his new to go to a land that God would show him. She is my sister. Words that we've heard before, read before, words that Abraham spoke 20 years before when he was a spry man in his 70s. To escape a famine, Abraham went south to Egypt, but as he entered that country, he was afraid for his life. Abraham was afraid that the Egyptians would see his beautiful wife, Sarah, and desire her for themselves, want her for their own, and kill him in order to have her. So instead of trusting God, instead of trusting God to protect, instead of trusting God to provide, Abraham trusted his fears. Instead of walking with God, walking in faith, walking in obedience, Abraham took his own path. So he said, "She is my sister." And Pharaoh, king of Egypt, Pharaoh took Sarah to be his wife, brought her to his palace to be part of his harem. But God was faithful. Faithful to Abraham, faithful to Sarah. He afflicted the household of Pharaoh with plagues. And when Pharaoh discovered the truth that Sarah was, in fact, Abraham's wife, he banished Abraham from Egypt. Certainly from this experience, Abraham grew in his faith. Certainly from this experience, Abraham grew in his trust of the Lord because he witnessed the faithful hand of God at work around him, at work in his life. And so once again, he walked in faith, step by step in faith, step by step in obedience. Now, after this, the Lord once again made covenant with Abraham. He once again entered into relationship with Abraham, promised to be his God and the God of his descendants. He gave him the sign of the covenant, a mark to show that he belonged to God, circumcision. And God promised to bless Abraham with a son, with an heir, a son through Sarah, even in their old age, even though it seemed impossible. So Abraham had heard God's word. Abraham had witnessed God at work in his life and around him. Abraham had the covenant. He had the sign of the covenant, the promises of the covenant. Yet once again, he speaks these words. 20 years later, he speaks these same words. "She is my sister." Words spoken in fear. Words spoken in unfaithfulness. A lie. And yes, there was some truth in it. Abraham and Sarah had different mothers, but the same father. So there was some truth in his words, but not the whole truth. His point, after all, was deception. The purpose of this was self-preservation, because once again, he feared for his life. This time in the city of Gerar. Gerar was a city that was south and west in what became the territory of the Philistines, located today in present-day Gaza. Abraham had traveled there, perhaps, escaping the aftermath of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and once again he feared that they would kill him in order to take Sarah. So once again he listened to his fears. Once again he trusted his own way. Once again Abraham was unfaithful. "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, whose name means "my father is king," took Sarah to be his wife, took her to be part of his harem. here we go again. Now, the truth is, we can't be too hard on Abraham. The truth is, you can't be too hard on Abraham. Why? We'll answer this question. Have you ever committed the same sin more than once? Have you ever disobeyed God in the same way more than once? Have you ever broken the same commandment more than once? Have you ever been unfaithful to God in the same manner more than once? Or to put it another way, have you ever struggled with the same sin over and over and over again? Have you ever struggled in your heart with the same sin over and over and over again, maybe for years? Some days, some weeks, you do better. And then it happens again. But perhaps like Abraham, there are lies spoken out of fear, lies spoken out of self-preservation. Maybe it was true, but not all true. Or maybe you've struggled with lust out of desire. Maybe you've struggled with anger because of pride or a desire for control. Or maybe you've struggled with a discontented heart out of desire for what others around you have. Or maybe something else entirely. But rather than walking in faith, step by step in faith, rather than walking with God, trusting God, obeying God, you made your own road. Followed your own way. I mean, just like Abraham, you've heard God's word. Read it. He's spoken to you. The gospel. The good news that God entered creation, the good news that God himself took on flesh, became a man in Jesus Christ, the good news that he became what you are so that you might know him, truly know God. Know his love for you. He became what you are so that you might know how God desires you to live, to know what it means to be truly human, to know what it means to walk faithfully, step by step in faith. Step by step in obedience. For Jesus was obedient for you. Faithful and sinless, Jesus did not deserve death. Faithful and sinless, he was not under the curse of death. He wasn't under the penalty of death because death is a result of sin. But instead, Jesus entered into death willingly. Instead, Jesus took a punishment he did not deserve willingly, and he took it for you. As a man, he took your place. He became your substitute. As a man, he stood in your place before God, before the punishment that sin deserves. And as God, he could pay it. As God, he could pay it fully. Through his death, through his crucifixion, Jesus frees you from your sin because he takes it as his own. He takes the punishment for it as his own, and he gives you forgiveness, and he gives you life. And to receive it, all you need is faith. To receive it, all you need to do is believe. To receive it, turn to him, follow him step by step. And your faith is counted to you as righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, God makes covenant with you. Like Abraham, the Lord invites you into relationship with himself, a relationship with the living God, the God of Abraham. He claims you as his child, his own son, his own daughter. And he promises not only to be your God, but the God of your children. He's given you the sign of the covenant, a sign that marks you as God, seals you as his own baptism. So like Abraham, you have the word, you have the covenant, you have the promises. And like Abraham, you've committed the same sin more than once. Been unfaithful in the same way more than once. Perhaps struggled with the same sin for years, perhaps battled with it in your heart. She is my sister. But God is faithful. God is faithful to his people, faithful to Abraham, faithful to Sarah, faithful to you, even when you're not. He's faithful to his covenant, even when you break it. This is grace. This is grace. The Lord acted. The Lord appeared to Abimelech in a dream, reveals himself to this pagan king in a dream, and these are the words he speaks. Listen again to verse 3. The Lord says, "Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman you've taken, for she's a man's wife." And as if in a court, Abimelech defends himself to the Lord, claims his innocence before the Lord, claims his integrity of heart before the Lord. He even sets forth his evidence. The words of Abraham and the words of Sarah. And the Lord answers, "I know. I know. It was I who did not let you touch her." And then he tells the king, "Return her, restore her, and if you don't, you'll die. You and all who are yours will die," meaning his family and all his people. Well, Abimelech listened to God's word. Abimelech obeyed God's word immediately. He didn't hesitate. He didn't wait. And in this entire episode, Abimelech acts more righteously than Abraham. This pagan king, one who was outside of God's covenant, conducts himself with more integrity than Abraham. So the next morning, as soon as he awoke, Abimelech called together his servants and he told them the dream. And they were all afraid. They all feared the Lord. They all feared for their lives. And then Abimelech called Abraham into his presence. He confronts Abraham, and listen to verse 9 again. Abimelech says, "What have you done to us, and how have I sinned against you that you have brought on me and my kingdom a great sin?" Abimelech recognizes that adultery is a great sin. Then Abraham, who is in court before the king, defends himself, at least attempts to defend himself. "I thought you would kill me because of my wife. I mean, besides, she's technically my sister. We made this plan years and years ago when we left my homeland." Well, all this adds up to poor judgment. All this adds up to lies. All this adds up to excuses. Abraham was unfaithful. But again, God was faithful. And this is the consistent message of the Bible. God's people like Abraham, over and over, God's people like Abraham are imperfect. They are flawed. They are disobedient. They are unfaithful, but God is not. God is not, and that's the point. Thank God, our salvation doesn't rest on us or within us, but with him, with his grace. But your faithful Father is not seeking a perfect people as his own, but rather he calls sinful, broken people who look to him for life, who look to him for salvation, who look to him for hope, who look to him for deliverance, who seek to glorify him, who seek to have him first in their heart. And when they are unfaithful, when they do sin, when they follow their own way, turn to him. Turn to him in repentance, confessing sin, confessing recurring sin, and once again claiming the promises of Christ. That's all you need to do. That's what you need to do. Though you struggle with the same sin over and over, commit the same sin over and over, turn to your faithful Father and repent. Turn to your faithful Father and confess. Claim the Son. Claim his forgiveness. Claim his life. And once again, follow. Follow in faith. Follow in love. Step by step in faith. Well, Abimelech may have been more righteous than Abraham in this episode, but Abimelech needed Abraham to intercede for him. In his dream, God told Abimelech that Abraham was a prophet, and this, by the way, is the first time that the word prophet is used in the scriptures. A prophet is one called by God. A prophet is one sent by God to speak the word of God. And here, the intercessory role of a prophet is uplifted. So a prophet is also called to pray for God's people, to pray for the world. And the Lord told Abimelech that Abraham needed to pray for him, to intercede for him, and he would live. Live. Abimelech needed the prayers of the one whom God chose, the one whom God called, the one whom God entered into covenant with and promised to be a blessing to his nations, to his nation, despite his failings, despite his shortcomings. So Abraham prayed. Prayed for Abimelech. Prayed for the people of Abimelech. And God answered. We're told that God opened the wombs of the king's wives and the king's slaves, wombs that he had closed on account of Sarah. Sarah, whose womb was about to bear a son, even in her 90s, a son of the promise. You too are called to pray. You too are called to intercede as those chosen by God, as those called by God, as the covenant people of God. Pray, pray, pray for God's people. Here and around the world, pray for those outside of God's covenant. Pray for those who do not know Jesus Christ. Pray that they do. Pray for leaders. Pray for kings. Pray for nations. God hears your prayers. He is your faithful, gracious Father. He's faithful when you're not. Just as he was to Abraham. And it is he who has sent his son, and it is in his nail-scarred hands that your salvation rests. So just like Abraham, you have the word. Just like Abraham, you have the covenant. Just like Abraham, you have the sign. And you've seen God at work in you and around you. What more do you need? What more do you need to desire to walk in faith, to walk step by step in faith, following your Savior?
Thank you for tuning in to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi.